Katrina Jackson Dang came of age at a time when the phrase, "the personal is political," was reaching new heights. While she was enrolled at Southern University, Ms. Dang became a civil rights activist, and she used nonviolent resistance in protests across the city, including on one fateful day at Pontchartrain Beach. She eventually expatriated to Cameroon, but her civil rights years are ingrained in her memory, which she shared for this edition of NOLA Life Stories.
For me, I was among a group of people who had no time for other stuff. Like people say, well, you in the sorority? I had the grades. I didn't want to be in a sorority. My sorority was the civil rights movement. I guess what I can remember most about that particular part of my life was when I went to high school. You know, we could see the white high school as we passed, and they had like a lot of facilities. And one thing that stood out in my mind that they had in that high school was a tennis court. And it was then I made up my mind I was gonna play tennis. And I ended up playing league tennis when I was in West Africa, because that was one of the things I said. We didn't have in high school, we didn't have anything like that. So that's one of my childhood memories. And I remember Pontchartrain Beach so vividly, because when I think about it sometimes, and I don't know if anybody else remembers it in that way. And we got up there and we had our tickets and they said, you can't come in. And we said, but we have tickets, which we did at all the others. Yeah, why? It's all you need is a ticket, right? And so they said no, but by the time we looked around, we were surrounded by people, young people, mostly males. And to a certain extent, they became rowdy. And so we managed to get to the car, but they picked up, there was gravel around where we were, and they threw it and broke the back window. And I can remember whoever was driving. I don't know who was driving. It was like, get down, get down. But when you think about it, and I think we never thought about the dangers. It's when you get old and you think about the dangers. All of us could have been blind or had something wrong with us because of the broken glass that might have got in our eyes, our ears, or whatever. Blessedly, it did not. But, you know, never thought about it until after. You think about it then. So the training was that you didn't want to agitate the other person. And sometimes even just saying that and being quiet and calm agitated the other person because they wanted to react. But that was part of the training. Whatever happens, you remain calm. And also always look out for your fellow protester or whatever. Yeah, but whatever happens, if somebody confronts you, you got to remain calm, no matter who it is. Like if you were in a protest and a bystander come up there and say, you don't say anything. You just stand your ground. Oh, I use that statement. Stand your ground. That's a different thing today, huh? Starts when you're always afraid. And it's still for me, you know, there's certain things that happen in your life that no matter how long you live, it's like a dream. My involvement in the civil rights movement is still like a dream. I don't know how I got there, but once I got there, I knew I wanted to be there.